From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Dex, August 13th. Here's what I'd flag across crypto and the alpha desk this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Cointelegraph, crypto valuations could double as protocols link revenue to tokens. Bitwise CIO, Uniswap's UNification upgrade will route protocol fees into UNI burns starting late 2025. Tying activity directly to token scarcity. AVE already channels 100% of its protocol and GHO revenue into AVE, with a non-discretionary buyback program that has snapped up over 205k tokens in its first 10 months. The shift gives investors a clearer link between on-chain activity and token price, moving the market toward more conventional metrics. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Hype link in show notes. Next, second, from Cointelegraph, MetaPlanet CEO shuts down Bitcoin sale speculation after $322 million transfer. 5,014 Bitcoin moved in a 24-hour window, costing about $8 in fees. MetaPlanet's CEO Simon Jurovich confirmed it was a routine custody shuffle. No Bitcoin was sold, and the firm still holds roughly 43,000 Bitcoin. The transfer sparked short-term chatter about a potential dump, but the clarification keeps the treasury's position intact. With an unrealized loss near $1.4 billion, the company isn't looking to liquidate. Instead, it's pushing forward with MetaPlanet Ventures, earmarking 4 billion yen to back Bitcoin and crypto infrastructure in Japan. Strategically, the move signals confidence in holding the current stash while the firm eyes a longer-term target of 100,000 Bitcoin by 2026 and 210,000 Bitcoin by 2027. Crypto Whale loses $25.6 million 2 years after a $24 million phishing attack. $25.6 million vanished from a single whale wallet, with the attacker converting the haul into roughly 20 million DAI and 3,000 Ethereum across 4 addresses. As for listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Bitcoin link in show notes. Up next, third, from B in Crypto. This fall is a $24,780 converting into 13,780 Ethereum and 1.7 million DAI. The later return. Together, the two incidents total nearly $50 million, underscoring how even sizable, presumably secure holdings can be compromised. August alone recorded 13 on-chain hacks, exceeding $12 million in losses, including a $7.9 million hit to payment processor CoinSpy. The pattern suggests heightened vigilance for large custodial balances and the value of continuous on-chain monitoring. For listeners who want low-fee crypto exposure, our market's partner Kraken supports Ethereum link in show notes. And then, fourth, from Crypto Potato, ETFs are buying, but who is selling? Inside Bitcoin's tug of war, Bitcoin moved toward the top of its range last week as institutional demand through U.S. spot ETFs strengthened. Cooler employment data reduced expectations for an immediate Federal Reserve rate hike, but persistent selling pressure kept the move contained. The stronger ETF demand was reflected in $865.3 million of net inflows across 5 straight sessions, the fund's strongest weekly showing since April. According to a recent Bitfinex Alpha report, the funds absorbed about 13,300 Bitcoin during the period. That was more than 4 times the roughly 3,150 Bitcoin newly created by the network. Next, fifth, from Crypto Potato. Attention Binance users, some services will be temporarily stopped this week. The world's leading crypto exchange will briefly halt certain trading services later this week to successfully perform a scheduled upgrade. It will also delist trading pairs and digital assets that no longer meet the necessary standards. Binance will conduct wallet maintenance for the Tron network on August 13, which is expected to take about 1 hour. During this time, it will suspend TRX deposits and withdrawals and resume operations once everything is wrapped up. Up next, sixth, from Cointelegraph. ASX shareholder plans to sue former directors over failed blockchain project. ASX's failed blockchain-based Chess overhaul faces renewed governance scrutiny after the exchange admitted misleading the market. An Australian securities exchange ASX shareholder plans to seek federal court permission to sue certain former ASX officers and directors over alleged breaches of duty connected to its failed blockchain-based clearing and settlement overhaul. On Wednesday, ASX said Rashiel Thai Limited had notified the exchange that it proposes to apply for leave to commence the statutory derivative action under sections 236 and 237 of Australia's Corporations Act. And then, seventh, from Crypto Briefing, Gen Z traders lean into ETFs as risk appetite cools amid market slowdown, Binance research finds. Gen Z's shift towards ETFs indicates a trend towards more cautious, long-term investment strategies, potentially stabilizing future markets. Lars in its first results released after it began trading publicly. The post-Gen Z traders lean into ETFs as risk appetite cools amid market slowdown, Binance research finds appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Next, eighth, From the Defiant, securitized tokenized assets hit $4.3 billion as revenue falls. Tokenization revenue. Read the full story at the Defiant. If Ethereum is going to have delegation economically anyway, can the protocol provide a neutral native delegation primitive while making concentrated delegated control progressively more expensive to the operator without hard market share caps, validator elections, or real-world identity requirement? Is up next. 9th. From Ethereum Research. Idea native Ethereum delegation NED operator families and concentration reserve. This is still an idea stage proposal. Not an EIP. I am approaching it mostly from the staking incentive and economic design side rather than as a consensus layer researcher. The earlier version tried to do this with declining per-domain rewards. And then, 10th, from U.today, XRP, Zcash, CAC, Dogecoin, Doge, and Bitcoin. Bitcoin price analysis for August 13. It becomes clearer. Disclaimer. The financial limited to remember when I do then today intended to whatever man the only. You did to development of the conduct your own research by contacting financial experts before making any investment decisions. We believe that all content is accurate as of the date of publication, but certain offers mentioned may no longer be available. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab you only 2 seconds.